Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Political analyst Steve Roberts is joining me now on the line. Steve, an interesting week over the last week and an interesting weekend, as it always is, over in Washington. Why don't we start off by what is happening overseas? It seems like the decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria, it's the one thing where even Republicans are saying, hold on now, and going against the president on this.
Well, Republicans and retired military officers, there have been many voices raised about how disastrous and damaging this is, mainly because it abandons a loyal ally, the Kurds, who have been fighting ISIS and controlling northern Syria. Just one example, John Allen is a four-star Marine general, retired, said that there was blood on Trump's hands, which is pretty strong language. Politically, Brian, very few Americans vote directly on foreign policy. Domestic policy, particularly economics, is always more important. But I think this is where the threat to the president comes. There's a certain number of voters. They tend to be women. Many of them voted for Trump, like his economic policies, but don't like him personally. Worry whether he's reckless and impulsive. Will he keep their families safe? That's the question they ask themselves. And so this episode, while in and of itself, most Americans couldn't find Syria on a map, but does it convey this sense of recklessness that could be potentially damaging to the president with certain voters, not people who are a part of his core base, because I think they're committed, but he needs more than that. These are the voters who could decide the election in key states like Michigan and Pennsylvania, primarily women. And if this episode adds to their sense of anxiety about how much they can trust the president, it could be damaging.
Well, maybe not for voters in 2020, but those who will be voting on impeachment, perhaps in the nearer future, this could weigh heavy.
Well, it could. I don't see signs yet that there's significant cracks in the Republican ranks. It would take a lot more than this to drive virtually any Republican to the side of impeachment. But let's remember, during Watergate, at this stage of the investigation, few, if any, Republicans were against President Nixon. But as more information came out, more and more broke ranks. Now, that has not happened yet, and I don't foresee it. But it is interesting that a number of Republicans have been very outspoken in their condemnation of his Syria policy. Mitch McConnell, who's the Republican leader in the Senate and the man that Trump is going to have to depend on to anchor his defense if impeachment reaches the Senate, McConnell wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post calling this a grave mistake that leaves America less safe. That key word, Brian, safe. That's the word that Democrats can throw back at Trump that they can use in campaign ads. So, yes, there is some breaking of the ranks here on this issue. But that's the threat. It's not that voters are going to say, my goodness, he had a terrible policy in Syria because he doesn't understand the geopolitics of the Middle East. That's not the threat. The threat is what it says about him personally.
Looking at Democrats really quickly before we let you go, Hillary Clinton comes out and criticizes Tulsi Gabbard and her campaign. And over the weekend, we saw on the heels of that, Tulsi Gabbard, her name recognition skyrocketing and fundraising dollars, too. She actually was sending out emails fundraising off of criticism from Hillary Clinton. What does that say about maybe her endorsement power for Democrats in 2020? And might that be something Democrats would want to stay away from?
What it says is it's all gotten kind of weird. I mean, it was a strange episode, but it is striking that she would then take that and use it in an ad. It tells me that there are a lot of Democrats who don't like Hillary Clinton, a lot of Democrats who resent the campaign she ran, a lot of Democrats who think the mistakes that she made, including the email servers, and including taking money for the Clinton Foundation, including big ticket speeches in Wall Street, that one of the reasons why Donald Trump is president is Hillary Clinton was such a poor candidate, and it's and there's still some simmering resentment in Democratic ranks that she was one of the main people responsible for Donald Trump. So in that sense, Tulsi Gabbard trying to raise money off resentment of Hillary Clinton is not a total surprise.
All right, Steve, thanks so much. It's Steve Roberts joining us live on the line.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.